Portland, Oregon has long enjoyed a reputation as an affordable, livable city. In fact, the most affordable on the West Coast. But now with a booming population and limited housing stock, Portland is feeling the pain felt by Seattle and San Francisco. In other words, housing is becoming more and more expensive. Sarah Merck is the online editor at Bitch Media, and she's also a Portland resident. How much does it cost to live in Portland today?
Well, it costs more to live in Portland today than it used to. So Portland is still cheaper than a couple other West Coast cities, but the important thing for Portlanders is that it's getting more expensive all the time. So in the last year, the average rent in the city of Portland has increased about 9%. And the average two-bedroom apartment price, the fair market rent, is officially just about $1,000 for the city. And so that might not sound like a lot if you're used to paying San Francisco rents, but it's a lot for Portlanders who have typically had much more affordable housing than Seattle, San Francisco, other cities like that.
Yeah, certainly more affordable than Seattle right now, but it's heading in that direction.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're worried about. Not to rag on Seattle, but Seattle's had a lot of experience in the last couple of years of really swiftly rising housing costs in relation both to the tech industry and to desirable neighborhoods like Capitol Hill really blowing up. And it seems like Portland is headed in that direction, and we can look to the north and say, oh, no, is that what we want?
Oregon planners talk a lot about urban growth boundary. That's a legendary piece of planning in the state. And some people are saying that that is, in fact, contributing to the problem. And so maybe it's worth getting a little understanding about that. What is it, and why was it implemented?
The urban growth boundary is a really unique piece of legislation that limits how much the city can sprawl, how much it can grow. And so it says that within a certain region, which is the boundary of the urban area, you can build higher buildings there. But outside of that, it's protected as farmland, as natural areas. And so the point of that is to keep Portland from sprawling, from turning into, you know, Phoenix or Los Angeles. One of the impacts of that is that there's not as much space to build cheap housing stock out in the countryside. So when Portland's population has increased, as it has in the last 15 or 20 years, as Portland has become a really popular place to live, that means people are having to build upward in the urban core rather than building outward into the farmlands.
Was this something they didn't plan for at the time when they created it?
Well, the point of the urban growth boundary is that when we do grow, we have to grow inside the city rather than pushing out into the boundary side. So it's actually, I think, working the way it's supposed to. The urban growth boundary was supposed to limit how we could sprawl, and that's exactly what it's doing. I'm not sure if they anticipated that Portland would become as popular of a place to live as it has been in the last 15 years. Our population has increased a ton, and so now there's a real lack of affordable housing stock.
So how has Portland's national image changed affordability in the city?
Well, it's interesting because Portland has really gotten a reputation for being a city of creative people, of artists, of writers, of performers, and that it's an affordable place for those kinds of people to live, that you can make a living here as an artist. You can get by in a way that you wouldn't be able to get by if you were trying to pay rent in New York. And so that has attracted a ton of specifically young, creative, and talented people to the city, but that in turn has led to increasing housing costs because as more people move here, people can jack up the rents. And so I think actually the image of Portland as like Portlandia, where, you know, you want to move to and it's a cool place to live, has in some ways contributed to decreasing affordability as it becomes a more popular destination.
Well, if Portland becomes less affordable and if it becomes over time as expensive or nearly as expensive as Seattle, what does that do to the city's self-image?
I think if Portland was to become as expensive as Seattle, it would be a completely different city. I mean, right now we're seeing some of this change is being pushed by different sort of higher paying employers moving here. We have Airbnb just opened up a headquarters. There's a couple other tech companies are opening up headquarters. And I'm wondering if we're going to see more sort of San Francisco tech types moving here to Portland and the sort of the artists and the people that Portland has been known for no longer being able to afford to live here. Of course, there's also the big racial impact and impact on who can actually afford to live here. So right now we just said that the average rent for a two-bedroom apartment in Portland is $1,000. And an analysis by this by an affordable housing group found that within the city of Portland, there's no neighborhood that the average African-American person who's working can afford to rent. So there's zero neighborhoods in the city that are affordable to the average income of people with those demographics. That is really alarming. That means that if Portland doesn't become more affordable in the future and actually gets more pricey, we're going to see the city become even whiter and push out the people who can't afford it out to the edges of the city.
That is Sarah Merck. She's the online editor at Bitch Media.